Well, if you're measuring gauges of acrid or something that has acrid sharpness or not, it's not really about taste, because now it's like pepper sauce, like capsaicin that people take. Some people can get like 200 million Scoville units and it's not hot. And other people can look at a vinegar and think, oh my God, it's so spicy. It blew my head off and my butt's still burning and it's terrible. Where's the ice cream? Come on, ice cream. So you can't really gauge it by that. But the taste refraction is what you're actually referring to, is how your body reacts to the refracted element in your mouth. He's not had this. But now, in his world, he's saying it doesn't have a sharp taste. But then again, he doesn't find grapefruit as bitter. Do you, Steve?
No, not generally, no.
Mm.
Okay, well, grapefruit is bitter.
And I do. Yeah, I find it bitter. Yeah. And
that's right.
And
that's exactly right. So the point that he is as easy to assimilate. It's not absorbed. It's assimilate. That's the difference. You've been looking for what the difference is, and it's the difference between absorption and assimilation. If it's assimilated in the body, it's not absorbed. You don't want these to be absorbed holistically. You do not want these to be absorbed in the cell. You want them to be assimilated in the cell. Once assimilation occurs, then it doesn't have any bad taste. As Jenny Bell says, I like the taste of my minerals. That's because it's assimilated now. It becomes a part of the norm in a ascending cellular structure. It's not going to be long until we're going to bring out, we're going to break out the slides, y'all. It's fixing to break out the slides. You're going to get to see the slide. You're going to do the electric slide. Didn't put some fancy electron microscope workings to work and show it to prove them some points. They love it when they get points proved. It's so wonderful to prove the point. The point's proving, and then you can put it in the Wikipedia, and then it's all good from there, eh?